RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Might be watching us on Monumental Sports Network. You might be hanging with us on the YouTube stream, wherever you're at. We appreciate you. Steve Zabin sitting in for B. Mitch today. As we
I was wanting to savor a little bit more of Bill Withers there with that song, Lovely Day.
You might push it back up for you.
Such a great vibe for this day after Christmas. You know, we love this city, but damn, this city is even better when nobody's in it.
Oh, my God.
When you get to drive around on one of these days and you're just la, 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 la.
It's like, beautiful.
I love it. In fact, I might just go drive some normally very high-tension traffic places today when nobody's out there.
My ride to work that I usually complain about is Mass Ave, Waterside Drive, Rock Creek Park. And once you hit Rock Creek Parkway, like once you pass the Four Seasons and like the kind of the end of Georgetown,
mm-hmm.
and it's Kennedy Center, Monuments, River the whole way, Independence Avenue, like it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And
unless
you rarely get to enjoy it.
Right. Unless you're fighting tooth and nail with the rest of the market. But on a day like today, yes, get out and drive for God's sakes. One ad and then we're done with the crab talk.
Oh.
You said when I told you the biological name, Callinectis sepetus, and you're like, ooh, Greek. Yes.
Latin.
Well, okay. Well, it's the genus comes from ancient Greek.
Okay.
Callinectis, kalos meaning beautiful, nectis meaning swimmer, and the epithet sepetus is Latin for savory. So beautiful, swimmer, savory for blue crab. I had never known that, and that makes a lot of sense.
Well, dude, I had never known that. There's a famous book about... there's a famous novel about like the watermen and life on the Chesapeake Bay based on people that go crabbing for a living called Beautiful Swimmers.
Oh, no way. There you go.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. And now we know. So Dallas 30, yeah. Washington 23 in the season from hell.
So obviously they get down 21-3. Defensively, Washington looked terrible early. Eventually they started rushing the passer. Second half of this game was a totally different than the first. Jeremy Reeves said something to me in the locker room after the game that I thought was just brilliant. He's like, we shouldn't have to wait to get punched until we know we're in a fight. We should just know we're in a fight.
Right.
And yesterday, the Kevontae Turpin touchdown to go down 21-3, he was wide open by a factor of, I mean, literally, if you could draw like a circle around, a radius, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
15 yards?
Easily. The kind of open that you normally never see in the NFL. That's college football open.
Well, and CeeDee Lamb had one where he didn't score, but he, down the right side, Dak found him, and there was nobody within 8 yards of him.
Well, and then there was the underthrow on the post to Pickens where he had to slow down. That's another touchdown.
When I had Pickens in fantasy, so, I could have used that.
So, I mean, there are still burning open fires, dumpster fires on the back end with this defense, no matter who's calling the plays. And that obviously goes hand in hand with pass rush. And they did sack, you know, Prescott six times, which was remarkable. He also was held Prescott under 60% passing for the first time all year in a game. So at least there was that. But there are a lot of problems in a lot of places. It's daunting to try to think, where are you going to start in the offseason?
There were a few different sequences that drove me crazy. But I'll give you my first half and then remind me about my second half. My first half sequence that drove me crazy. I do not agree with... A lot of people like to go crazy, never punt. Never punt ever, right? Because there's some...
Madden football.
There's some right.
Yeah.
Well, and they're like, they're 4-11. Never punt.
Yeah.
You're still playing a game.
Yeah.
The coaches are trying to win. Yeah. There's an obligation to the 53 dudes on that roster to try to win the game.
Right.
It's not all about draft status or whatever the hell, right?
Right.
You got guys busting their ass, laying it on the line. You're trying to win a game. That said, 4th and 7 from the Dallas 43.
And you don't go for it.
I understand you got your third string quarterback. I get that there's some limitations here. And I get that 4th and 7 is probably a little bit outside of where you want to go.
Sure.
4th to 5, maybe you go, right? But it's also, you're at the plus 43. You're not at the 49. You're at the 43. Even if you don't get it, but you gain 4 yards, the field position battle's still pretty good. I also can recognize they have a Pro Bowl punter. Tressway's, the drop shots are as good as he's been maybe in his career.
Right.
So the thought, all right, let's play complimentary football here. Even though the Dallas offense has shredded your defense. All right, let's play complimentary football. Tress does his job perfectly. Punts it to the 3, ball gets down at the 1.
Oh, that was beautiful.
This is exactly what you do. All right, so Dallas has 1st and 10 from their own 3. 2 plays, 1st down. Now it looks, Zabe, there's a penalty. I'm sorry. Now it's 1st and 10 from the Dallas 15. Dak's incomplete to the left. 2nd and 10 from the Dallas 15. They try just like a quick out to Lamb. He gets tackled. It's now 3rd and 11 from the Dallas 14. Dan Quinn's vision of complimentary football is appearing.
Yeah.
Until you give up an 86-yard deep shot to Kevontae Turpin.
Yes.
That's why I wouldn't have punted, because they're shredding you defensively.
Right. Yeah. I also see a lot of times when you pin a team deep, the ability for them to swim out of that hole is shockingly easy at times. They're hitting like 15-yard hole shots and ins with impunity. It doesn't matter what team, what game. It seems like a lot of teams punch their way out of being pinned back there because maybe the defense takes a more conservative tact at that point, thinking, we got them pinned. Let's just make sure they don't get behind us.
I would love, maybe this data exists somewhere. Like it. Any and offenses starting inside of their own 5-yard line, what is the percentage of first downs made? Because the reality of pin them deep is if it's not about going on or hitting an 86-yard deep shot, if you could generate 2 first downs, the notion of the field position advantage is vacant.
Right.
Like
you're not going to get much out of the field position.
If you have 1st and 10 from your 5 and you get 2 first downs and then say you're punting from your own 19?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Eventually, like where the punter's actually lined up.
Right.
These guys are so good, they're flipping that.
Yeah.
The opposing returner's returning that from his own 25.
The general conversion rates, according to this chart I'm looking at, they cut them up into three pieces. Third and short, third and medium, third and long. Third and short is 3 yards or less.
This is in is this inside?
NFL globally.
But this is just anywhere you are on the field?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Field position agnostic, just third and short, third and medium, third and long. Short is 3 yards or less. Medium is 4 to 7 yards. Long is 8 or more. Third and short converts generally between 65 and 80% league-wide. Medium drops to 45 to 60% league-wide. And long is a 20 to 35% conversion percentage. So for me, JP, in today's NFL, anytime you're on the plus side and you're third or fourth and seven or less, just go for it. You're on the plus side of the field.
You're on the plus side.
It well, just doesn't matter.
And if we can, I understand that Aubrey is a unique weapon. Even though he missed one yesterday, first time he's missed kicks in back-to-back games in a long time, that's a unique weapon. He's got a 58-yarder. Nobody blinks. Right,
right? But don't worry about him until the game is on the line, but, because no matter how long his field goals are, they're worth, what, 3 points?
Sure.
But and my the modern is NFL is all about sevens, forget the threes. Right. It's about sevens.
My point there, however, fourth and seven from the 43. I imagine of those numbers, the reason they punted was the seven part. But 43, Dallas is lining up to kick. Jacksonville's lining up to kick.
True.
Indy's lining up to kick. There are a host of teams that's a field goal. Sure. That is points.
Sure.
And Jake Moody, we talk about young guys that might have a future with this team. Moody nailed the 51-yarder yesterday.
Yeah.
Moody has been good since he's gotten here.
Three yesterday.
They don't seem all that confident in him. And I think if you're going to play in this modern NFL with these crazy K-balls that are inflated rugby balls,
yeah,
you need a dude that you could line up out there for 60. It wasn't that windy yesterday. It was 50 degrees. It wasn't raining.
No, it's beautiful.
Like, you're going to play until RFK is built, which is 5 years away. You're going to be playing in that stadium in the winter. Find you a kicker that can kick.
Are you calling it RFK or are they calling it RFK?
They now, I think you'd be shocked by this. And I'm not expecting to see you in Landover anytime soon.
The guy in the office now wants it called after him, which is a very political hot football.
I think by the time that's the place is built,
I know.
I think that's largely irrelevant.
But why
do
you call it RFK?
They have been.
Who's they? The Commanders?
Dude, in game, in stadium, they now run a promo
saying the new RFK.
Make it bounce like RFK, and they play jump around, and the letters RFK are on the jumbotron.
Oh, they mean that about the current.
They're saying make this jump like RFK. Yeah. But they have fully embraced. Now,
Jack
eventually,
Kent Cook Stadium, the rusting hulk of what was once Jack Kent Cook Stadium.
I got a prediction. I don't know if I do. But
that's interesting.
United Airlines obviously has the United Center in
Chicago.
But that's a basketball arena.
Yes.
United's got a huge hub here. Who do you
big presence in D.C. Who do you think would sponsor
the
new place?
Marriott is based here,
ooh,
one of the largest hotel chains in the world.
Possibly.
I wonder, I mean, between the government contractors and the defense contractors around here,
right?
That's where the cash is, right?
Sure. But I don't think they need to spend money on a public-facing type thing like that.
But I also think any company, like
right,
Google is certainly based in, you know, the Bay Area.
Amazon?
I don't think it'll be Amazon because eventually I think Bezos is going to buy one of these.
Okay.
I don't know.
So anyway, back to the whole thing about them calling it RFK. That's fascinating. So they're appropriating the remembrance of what it was like at that old, beautiful, confined, cantilevered 55,000-seat hot box, and they're using it as a marketing slogan of, make it like RFK. Do you know how many people don't even remember what that was like?
If I may, that doesn't qualify to me as appropriation. It's the organization. They're not appropriating it. That's what we were. What we do.
They're using it for sure. I just don't know how relevant it is. Because you're talking 91 when it opened, the new place?
No.
90, 91?
The FedEx?
Yeah.
97.
Was it 97?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So we're talking 20 years. There's people who remember it, obviously. But it's a little bit insulting, though.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't see it that way at all.
You don't see it as insulting?
If I may, I think... You feel it's insulting because they changed the name.
No. Well, I'm insulted about that for different reasons,
sure.
JP. But
it's the team. They're celebrating their history.
But RFK was beloved, whereas the new place is despised for many reasons.
They couldn't and did not do this RFK bit until RFK is getting built.
Correct.
I think it's also... Yes, it's looking back, but it's also looking ahead.
Oh, so they didn't start using RFK until they got the new stadium deal in place?
At least, now this is just my anecdotal knowledge of being in the stadium and watching the stuff they do. I don't think they started doing that until the last month.
Okay.
I don't believe I saw that until maybe even this, there's back-to-back home games. It might have been this stretch, but this is not something they've done forever. This is, I mean, dude, I think there's shovels in the ground over there. In the spring. Have you driven by? Today's a great day to drive around. There's no traffic. Go do a loop around East Capitol. You'll be shocked. It is moving.
So they're moving. Okay.
Yeah. It is
moving. But they have not released the final architecturals, though, have they?
No, they just selected the architect.
Right. But we don't have the final, here's what it's going to look like plans.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't know that.
I'll be fascinated when it does.
We know. They might.
I know. Well, we know it's going to be a full dome, not retractable, right? We just don't know if they're going to have.
Isn't fair to what it's going to be.
I know. It's going to be a translucent roof, like many of the other new stadiums.
What's your dope?
Oh, well, agreed. And if I could, if you may permit me a quick 30-second side rant, there are people now saying, oh, all these things look the same now. They're talking about SoFi,
right.
Allegiant. Etc. And I say, it's not that they're cookie cutter. They've optimized the best stadium. It's optimization. It's not cookie cutterism. Like, you're not going to look at the outside of the stadium for more than 5 seconds. Who cares? What is the best optimal indoor viewing experience?
Correct.
And it's modeled off of US Bank, SoFi, Allegiant, etc. Rant over.
Agreed. You're listening to Zabe and JP. Don't go anywhere.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.